Hey there and welcome to Soul Church.
Our prayer is that this message encourages you wherever you may be in life.
You know, we've been hearing so many stories about what God is doing in people's lives, and we'd love to hear yours. So take a second and send your story to stories@soulchurch.com.
Thanks again for joining us today, and we hope that you enjoy the message. God bless.
Well, hey guys, how are we doing online? Welcome. I've brought my ladder, so I'm just going to set this up. If you're watching at home, I hope you're already sitting down. But for those in the room, team staff, you can sit down. Let me just get this set up for you. I brought the noisiest ladder I could find. There we go. How are you doing? Online church, welcome. It is good to have you. I can see some of your comments. Let's give these guys a welcome. Maurice, we've got Stacey watching. We got Wendy. It is so good to have you with us today. And really, this is a privilege to speak into this room. I like to think this room, I know it's a virtual for a lot of you, but this is the engine room of church. And if it's your first time at chapel, really, what we do is we gather together, we unpack the Word of God, and we learn some valuable leadership lessons. Why? Because we believe that as children of God, we're called to change the world around us. We're called to lead people to encounter Jesus. So before we go anywhere, before I explain why I brought a ladder with me, I'd love to pray as we get into the Word of God. So maybe you want to place your hand in your heart. This is what Rachel makes me do, and it always makes me connect. So let's pray together. Father, I pray that we hear your word. We just take a moment to pause, refocus, realign, and teach us something today that helps us shape the world around us for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hey, let's give everyone a round of applause, because I like having a round of applauses. It just keeps the service going, and maybe you're online. You can clap at home on your own. That's welcome. You're welcome to do that. And the last few weeks, we've been looking at the board game Snakes and Ladders. And today we're going to carry on, and we've been looking at the board game Snakes and Ladders as a tool to help us unpack leadership principles that we can apply. So maybe you're watching this online, maybe you're part of building a local church, maybe you're a businessman or businesswoman, maybe you're building a family, or maybe you just want to invest in yourself and grow in your own personal leadership. Well, that's what we're going to look at. That's what we're going to look at right now today. So last week, we zoomed in on the snake of rejection. Pastor Chantel spoke from her own experiences about the impact that the snake of the rejection can have and how that can influence the way you lead, the way you outlook on life, and how you can correct that, and how you can experience the acceptance that God has paid for you. Before we looked at snake eggs, Pastor John preached an incredible message on snake eggs, about how snake eggs can be plied in our mind and can give us negativity, cynical spirits that aren't from God. And Steve, he preached an incredible message about the mindset. Have you got a mindset of a snake or a mindset of a ladder? But today I want to speak on ladders. That's why I brought the ladder with me. And as you know, a ladder is a piece of equipment that assists in people going up or down, moving from place to place. And I actually think a ladder is a perfect picture of what a leader should be. An individual that helps others reach new heights. That's what a leader should be, and that's also what a ladder is. And as I was preparing to teach today on this concept of ladders, I actually spoke to our health and safety team, Chris and Alan Cooper, and they tell me that I didn't have the right qualifications. So it kind of scuppered my plans a little bit. So what I did was I spent the last part of Sunday and all day yesterday, and I took it upon myself to go and get qualified. So I'm now qualified in working at heights. See, what happened in 2005, they brought in this new regulation called working at heights after a man named Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. I just wanted to put that one in there. So today, not only have I become qualified, but I also became a trainer for you guys so I can train you in what I've decided is a new course called Leading at Heights. Ladders, levels, and leaders. Are you ready? Are you sure? Okay. Well, why are we learning to lead at heights? Why is that important? Well, I fundamentally believe that God has commissioned you as a leader. If you're listening to this, you are a leader. I believe that God has commissioned you to lead at new heights. New heights for your personal lives, new heights for your relationships, new heights for your ministries, new heights for your finances. I believe that God wants to take you beyond from where you're currently leading at. The level where you currently are, God doesn't want to keep you there. Ephesians 3:20, 20 to verse 21, it says, "Now to him who by the power that is working within us is able to do far beyond all that we think or ask. To him be the glory in the church, in Christ Jesus, to all generations, forever. Amen." God wants to go far beyond than we can think or imagine for our lives. I wonder if you believe that as well. I know sometimes I have to remind myself that when Pastor John and Pastor Chantel, they get up here and they share vision for the church, it can sometimes seem pretty big and pretty scary. But I have to remind myself that actually God's got even bigger vision. That as much as vision as they've got, they've only got a glimpse of what God can see. That's how far beyond God wants to go in the life of this church, but also in your lives as well. I wonder if you can even comprehend the vision that God has for your life. What God has called you to do, what God has called you to be part of. What he wants to do through your life. See, I believe there's a call on you to do far beyond what you ever think. How? Because God is working within you. I recently purchased a house, and I looked around this house when I was buying, but there was an attic, there was a loft, and the house didn't come with a loft ladder. So it wasn't until I'd finished the purchase of the house that I could really get into the loft and see what was up there. And what I realized is that it meant I couldn't fully see the potential of the house until I had a ladder. When I got a ladder, I realized what was capable in the house. But I also realized that I was capable of going to places that I couldn't previously get to. See, I believe that's a picture of us as leaders, that within each and every one of us, there's a ladder inside of us, and God wants to use that ladder to help us go to places that we've never been to before. There's not many mentions of ladders in Scripture, but there is this one. It's right at the start in the book of Genesis, chapter 28. And it's known as Jacob's ladder or Jacob's dream. And you might have read it as a child in a kid's bedtime Bible storybook. But I'm going to read it. We're going to look at it today. And it's the verses 10 to 13 in chapter 28 of Genesis. It says this, that Jacob left Beersheba and went towards Haran. And he came to a certain place and stayed there that night because the sun had set. Taking one of the stones of the place, he put it under his head and lay down in that place to sleep. And he dreamed, and behold, there was a ladder set up on earth, and the top of it reached heaven. And behold, the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, "I am the God of Abraham, your father, and the God of Isaac. The land on which you lie, I will give to you and your offspring." I think it's an incredible story because it's a pretty crazy dream, right? But in this time in Jacob's life, he'd just been sent out from his family home after being blessed or kind of nicking his older brother's birthrights from his father. So he just left the family home when he was in search of a wife, and he was in a season of change, in a season of uncertainty. And what this scripture tells us, that it wasn't until Jacob stopped, closed his eyes, and it was then, in that moment, that God spoke to him. My challenge to you today is, how often as a leader do we take what is physically in front of us as our reality, forgetting what is happening supernaturally? I know so many times in my own world, when I'm leading different age groups, I can look at the reality of what I can see in front of me, but I forget to focus on maybe what God is doing supernaturally behind the scenes. We know Ephesians 6:12, "For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, against spiritual forces of the heavenly realms." There is more than meets the eye. That's one thing we have to recognize as leaders. There is more than meets the eye. I wonder what your prayer life would look like if you could see what was happening when you prayed. Yeah, come You see, Jacob didn't realize that God had actually placed a ladder inside of him. And I wonder what God wants to reveal to you. For it was only when Jacob stopped focusing on what was around him, he realized what was in him. Jacob was at a time of uncertainty in his life. He was alone. He was in a desolate wilderness. He was traveling from one place to another. He was having to use a stone as a pillow. Now, I've had some nights where I've had to rough it, and I've never, ever had to use a stone as a pillow. That's a bad night's sleep. I wonder if that's maybe where you're at. You feel like you're in a season, a stone pillow season. You're feeling like Jacob. You're isolated. You're fearful. You're unsure of your future. I wonder if a leader, you can relate to that. Because I'm pretty certain if you can't right now, that there will be a time when you will be able to. It was then that God showed him a ladder. You see, what the ladder did was it enabled Jacob to change his perspective. He went to sleep alone. He went to sleep isolated. He went to sleep uncertain of his future, just knowing he was in a season of change, but woke up having a fresh perspective from God. I wonder what situation you're currently facing that God wants to change your perspective about. Perhaps COVID has challenged you in your business, your ministry, your church, your team. Maybe you're studying. You see, perhaps God wants to show you that there's a ladder inside of you, because a ladder is a way of facing and a way of overcoming obstacles. Henry Ford once said this about obstacles. He said, obstacles are those frightful things you see when you take your eye off the goal. I think that's so true. You see, because God has called us to keep our eyes on the goal. What does Jesus say? Jesus says, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you. I don't know about you, but there's been many times over the last few months where I've managed to find my eyes not on the goal of seeking God's kingdom, but found myself looking at all the reasons why something isn't going to happen. Found myself looking at obstacles, things that are scary, things that I don't think we're going to be able to overcome. But then God reminds me, he says, no, seek me first. Why? Because I'm the God of the impossible. Why? Because I've done it before and I'll do it again. But perhaps you're sitting here and you're saying, Sam, well, that's great that there's a ladder inside of me, but why is it important? Well, I think the real importance of this is not only to recognize that there's a ladder inside of you, but you need to recognize that you need to be a leader with a ladder. Because what we see in this story of Jacob is that that ladder wasn't just for him. The ladder isn't just for you. We need to lead with our ladder. And if you're taking notes, I'd love you to jot that down. Just lead with your ladder. The other day, Pastor John preached a message saying, born for the stretch. And he preached that to the whole church. But I'm pretty certain if he spoke that message to this room, he'd actually say, lead within the stretch. Why? Because we're called to lead people through seasons. So how do we do that? How do we apply that? Why do we apply that? Because what you notice is that when I lead with my ladder, I can only reach so far. I can only stretch so far. But when I start understanding that God's placed a ladder inside of me, all of a sudden, I can start to reach higher. You see, I think that's a picture of what God wants you to do as a leader. He wants to be able to extend your reach, but it's not just for you, it's for those around you. You see, we're called to help people see new perspectives. We're called to help people climb the ladder. When I was on my health and safety course, which was very interesting yesterday, one of the things I've learned, and I did actually read quite a lot of documents on how to climb ladders safely. It's brilliant. Was that when someone's using a ladder, you need to have someone at the foot of the ladder, making sure that they don't fall. You need to be able to send someone up the ladder, but hold the ladder stable so that no matter what happens, you're there and you can catch them. That's a picture of how we should look as leaders, is not only have we brought a ladder to help them climb up it, but we're standing at the foot of it going, you can do it just a little bit further. Go on, you can reach a little bit higher. You see, when God showed Jacob, that image of the ladder, it wasn't just for Jacob. It didn't just affect Jacob's life, but it affected his future generations. It said the rest of his offspring. We know from the scriptures that was the whole people of Israel. And that blessing then was extended to every single person who calls himself a Christian. Genesis 28:13, and behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord, the God of Abraham your father and the God of Isaac. On the land which you lie, I will give to you and your offspring. Imagine how encouraged Jacob was when he woke up. Imagine him just waking up from that stone pillow night. I'm pretty certain that after that dream, he'd forgotten the uncomfortable night of sleep he'd just had. And all he could think about was the promises that God had for him and his future generations. But for you, I wonder when the last time you pulled the ladder out of someone. You saw the gifts in them. I'd love you right now to write down the name of someone who you're going to help intentionally pull the ladder out of them this week. You see, as leaders, we need to be able to see what's in people before they realize what's even in there themselves. We need to lead people into the life that God has called them to live. For those of you who've been around this church for a while, you remember a man named Simon Chapman, aka Chappers. And Chappers was really the reason why I ended up in this church. And last week I was chatting and we were just remembering Chappers. And Chappers was this enigma of a person. And Chappers, if you're watching, I hope you're well. He's over in America now with his beautiful wife. But Chappers had this ability to help people climb up the ladder. He managed to see something inside of them and for encouragement, pulled it out of them. I remember Chappers, he spoke faith into me. He spoke life into me. He spoke leadership into me. Before I even realized what was inside of me, he saw it, he recognized it, and he pulled it out of me. See, what that did is it changed my perspective. It changed my perspective on who I was. It changed my perspective on the impact a church could have in a city. And in turn, it changed my perspective on how I saw everyone else around me. It allowed me to see a new perspective. It taught me to reach a new height in my life. Why? Because he did three really simple things. And they're simple things that every leader can do. Whether you're in business, whether you're in ministry, whether it's just building a family. There's three super simple things. Number one, you can be more concerned with others than yourself. That's what Chappers did. He walks into a room and he'd be more concerned with those around him than himself. Second thing, show genuine interest in their situation. You know, it's so easy in the fast pace of life just to have quick, meaningless, empty conversations. The amount of times I've caught myself by asking someone, hey, how are you doing? And expect them to say, yeah, I'm good, thanks. But then they say, oh, actually, our things aren't too good. And who knows that feeling when you can feel like it disrupts your schedule. You're like, oh, I didn't expect them to say that. But actually, we need to be more concerned with their situation than those around us. And the third one is don't be afraid to engage and encourage. You know, this season of masks and COVID and social distancing, it actually makes it easier to ignore people than ever before. We had some of our YAs here last Wednesday, and I found myself just saying, oh, were you at YA? And they're like, yeah, I was there. And I said, oh, I didn't see you. And what I realized is because someone was wearing a mask, I just didn't see them. A mask only takes up half their face. Their eyes are there. Everyone else is there. It was just a mask. And I just didn't see them. I just didn't recognize them. Why? Because it was easier not to engage. It was easier to keep my head down and just keep walking around and minding my own business than engaging. Let's make sure that this season we still engage. Let's make sure we look people in the eyes. Let's make sure that people can tell that we're smiling even though they might not be able to see our smile. Because we all know that sometimes it can be hard to lead when we feel isolated as leaders. If you're taking notes, I'd love you to write down the second thing is because the other thing I learned from my health and safety training, which is so very, very interesting, was that every ladder has to have something to lean on. See, this ladder here is a step ladder. That's what I learned. But you also get wall-leaning ladders. And every ladder for it to work, to be successful, it needs to have something to lean on. And that something needs to be stable. You cannot put it on an unstable surface. See, I imagine that Jacob felt pretty unstable. You know, he's in a season of change. He's using a rock as a pillow. You see, the dream didn't only represent that God didn't want to keep Jacob in that same place, that God had a future, God wanted to take him beyond, but it also represented that Jacob wasn't alone. God was showing Jacob that there was a relationship between heaven and earth. That God was a God that was interested in what was happening down on the ground. So much so that 2,000 years later, we see Jesus get sent to earth to restore some of the things that are happening on the ground. We were with the youth team on Friday night, and they did an incredible job making youth ministry happen. We shared this verse as an encouragement to our youth leaders, and it's Hebrews 13, verse 8. It said, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. What that means, it means that God is unchanging. God is an unchanging God. And if you need something stable to build your life on, to lead your ladder against, make sure it's Jesus. Make sure it's the truth that is found in the Word of God. Why? Because there is nothing more stable. You see, not only does a ladder help us see the new perspective, but it also reminds us that God is for us. And if God is for us, who can be against us? You see, if we've all got ladders inside of us, and God's placed a ladder inside of you, I wonder what that ladder is leaning on. I'm going to be really honest that over this last probably 6, 7, 8 months, 9 months, however long we've been in COVID, it has been the hardest season for me to make sure my ladder is leaning on God. But we need to stay connected to the source. And that's a picture we see Jacob realize when he wakes up from his dream. Genesis 28. 20 to 22, Jacob wakes up from his sleep on that comfy stone pillow, and he makes a vow saying, if God will be with me and will keep me in this way that I go and will give me my bread to eat and clothes to wear so that I come again to my father's house in peace, then the Lord shall be my God. And this stone which I have set up for a pillar shall be the house of God. And all that you give me, I will give a full tenth to you. You see, when Jacob woke up, he made a fresh commitment to God. I wonder how well the ladder that you have in your life is leaning against God. I wonder maybe you need to look at that commitment in the same way Jacob made a fresh commitment to God. Is maybe you in your own leadership say, you know what? I've seen areas slip in my life. I haven't got the same priority around my daily devotion. I haven't got the same priority around attending church, watching online, because this has been a season when it's easier than ever before to lean away from God, to lean away from His house, to miss out on group. We've got more excuses than we ever have been. Oh, no, well, I'm just going to stay at home today. Because when we understand that we have a ladder within us and we realize that our ladder has to lean on something, only then can we learn to lead at new levels. You see, every ladder has a height, but the ladder which you lead with has the ability to change. There's this incredible quote from Albert Einstein, and it says this, that the measure of intelligence is the ability to change. For you to continue to make an impact, to make a difference in the world that you lead in, for this church, Soul Church, to continue to keep making the incredible difference it's making, not only in the city of Norwich, but around the nation and around the world, we need to commit to continually learning, to extending the height of the ladder, to adding another rung onto the top of the ladder. How do we do that? We need to grow as individuals. We cannot neglect the importance of growing ourselves as leaders. So I want to ask you today, how are you growing? How are you improving yourselves? I saw Super Cooper this week. He celebrated a 1 year of learning Spanish or Duolingo. Is that right? Sí, exactly. He just has conversations with Jimena in Spanish now. And does he need to speak Spanish as part of his job? No, but he understands the significance of making his brain learn in another way because he can see different thoughts, different ideas, different cultures, which he can apply to his everyday life. Yeah. I wonder what it is that you're learning. I wonder what discipline it is that you're saying, you know what, I'm going to master that this year. Maybe it's going to be learning a language. Maybe it's just being more consistent in understanding the word than ever before. Maybe it's learning a new skill. Maybe it's learning something you've never done in your business before and you've always left it up to someone else. But you're saying, you know what? I'm going to understand how this works. Maybe you're building church. Maybe it's understanding what the finance department do. Maybe it's understanding what the production department do. Why? Because you need to? No. Because you want to add another rung onto the ladder. Because you want to keep growing as a leader. Because the biggest threat to this room and to this church is if we decide that we're not going to grow anymore. So how are you going to push past your current limits? How can you improve on them? I wonder this week, how are you going to lead past your old limits into new levels in your life? You see, growth can only come from within. And ultimately, every leader has a ladder, and every ladder has a way to lean. But if the ladder we use doesn't reach the right height for the job that we want to do, we'll never get the job done. Unless we can go right to the top and reach the places that we want to go, we'll never reach there. So, are we going to take it on this week? Are we going to lead with our ladder? Are we going to make sure our ladder's leaning on something strong? And are we going to learn to lead at new levels? I'd love us to all stand right now, and maybe you're at home, you want to stand. Pastor John said, don't stand if you're driving a car, which I can understand, that has a dire consequence. But I'd love to pray for us and love us to just experience what God wants us to experience. That God wants to lead with the ladder that's inside of you. In the same way Jacob was revealed that actually there was so much more inside of him, that God was for him and not against him. And that actually for us to continue growing, to continue to reach new heights, it comes from within. We need to commit ourselves to growing. I'd love us to pray. So Father, we thank you for every single leader, whether they're here in the room as part of team or whether watching online, whatever sphere that they're leading in, we pray that this week they'll be encouraged, they'll be challenged to grow in leading with their ladders, to finding others around them that they can just help reach new heights by pushing them up the ladder in front of them, encouraging them, pulling it out of them. Father, I pray that the lean of their ladder will be firmly fixed into you. That maybe there are areas where they've neglected in their spiritual walk, that you would just encourage them, inspire them, bring them home into a way, into a rhythm, into a life where they continually hear more of you, more of your voice. And Father, finally, I pray that we have a fresh commitment to learn and to lead at new levels. We thank you, God, that you have called this church to go to new heights. That although COVID has been an obstacle, it has also been an opportunity. Something that we can scale. Something that through the wisdom you've given us, we can make a win. Father, we pray for every single leader in this room. We pray protect them, guard them. That if they're in that season of isolation, if they feel like they're in a stone pillow season, that you'll comfort them and show them that you've got a plan beyond their wildest dreams, that you are for them and not against them. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hey, church, you've been incredible.
Thanks again for tuning in. And if you said the salvation prayer today, we'd love for you to email connecttofaith@soulchurch.com so we can talk to you a little bit more about this incredible decision that you've just made.
Yeah, you know, and if at any point in the service you felt moved to give towards any of our local or global initiatives, then head to soulchurch.com and click on the giving at the top of the page.
Thanks again for joining us today, and we hope to see you again soon. God bless.